Hi Ed, and welcome and thank you very much for coming on Dialogue with David.
Well, thank you very much. But nice to be here, David. Big fan of everything you do, so good to sit down here and talk.
Well, likewise with you, Ed. I've watched with keen interest how Vuba's moved on since 2016. What gave you the idea to set it up in the first place?
Well, I was part of the team running a big London agency called Douglas and Gordon, and we used to have real problems with our weekend staff, and we knew we were missing out on a lot of business. Our staff tended to be quite senior. They didn't want to work every weekend. And in terms of our weekend staff, they only used to work Saturdays, and there was only one of them, and their diary was full by Tuesday. So I spotted an opportunity and thought it'd be really great to have a sort of go-to setup to help estate agents. And I thought at first it would help estate agents. And at that stage, David, I've been an estate agent for 37 years, and I thought, sod this for a game of soldiers. It's time to give this a go. So I went and started up Vuba, and luckily it's been a success, which is great.
And what I'm always interested in the business is it starts off with one idea, but I think the key to a successful business is what it ends up or carries on doing it and grows with different services and clients and that sort of thing. So what's your journey been over the last 5 years on that respect?
Well, I think the mistake I made at the beginning, I mean, I'm very lucky in that I've got a business partner who's completely unlike me. I'm broad brush, salesy type of guy, whereas my business partner, Marcus Ferranti, is very much detail, he knows the tech world, very good, understands the corporate finance world. So he's everything I'm not, which is great. But the mistake I made was thinking that estate agents would go straight into this. And actually, estate agents all said, yeah, that's a great idea, but we're fine, thank you very much. And what happened was that we started being approached when we did a bit of PR by the auction companies. And we weren't expecting to go off into the other verticals. I mean, we're now in all sorts of verticals. You know, we do a lot with the estate agency industry, particularly the onlines and hybrids. Our biggest sector by far now is really auctions, along with the onlines and hybrids. But then we're in property management, housing associations, build to rent, lots of other things. But auctions is really where it first caught hold.
That's interesting. And being in the auction industry myself, I can understand that they just can't get round all the properties all at the same time within the 2 weeks before the auction. They've got 130 lots. You just don't have the staff in the office to do it.
Well, it became fairly obvious. You know, we talked to some of the and auctioneers. I mean, you've been in this business, God knows how long, auctioneers. They're a tough bunch. They're a tough bunch, auctioneers. And the big ones, the sort of Barnard Marcuses, the Savills, the, you know, these sort of people came to us, and they clearly had been running, I don't know how they'd done it before, but they were running businesses all over the UK from a sort of centralized hub. And they were getting viewings done on a very ad hoc basis. As far as I can see, there were two or three people they used to use who ran around the countryside. It was very complicated to get them all sorted out. And at first, I think they were a bit suspicious of what Vuba was. It looked too simple. The idea that you could get a local person who was vetted and rated and trusted to go along to a property a couple of miles away, take a couple of pictures for the catalogue, and do three open houses, all for about 100 quid. People thought, well, hang on a minute, that's just all bookable online. They thought, well, that's too easy. They sort of almost didn't trust it. Now, I think a lot of them probably can't believe that they did, you know, this sort of thing. Well, not that it didn't exist before, but they can't believe they managed to make it work before.
That's interesting because I was going to say, how important is the auction industry to your business model? And secondly, I was going to ask you, are the Vuba people trained? But it seems that that's all taken care of.
Well, I mean, the auction industry is about 35% of our entire inventory. So that's a big chunk, obviously, of our business. And in terms of how our Vubas are trained, a significant proportion of them have ex-property experience. But once they've done five or so viewings, we consider them to be absolutely ready to go. What we provide is good door openers, good, solid, reliable door openers. And the average age is about 53. There are more females than males. And we want them to be reliable. So from our point of view, and indeed from your clients and my clients, from auctioneers' point of view, we want them to be safe, reliable. They turn up, they do what they're told to do. They make note, they read the notes on the property. They take notes of who is going in and out and what their reactions are. And they have to sign any logs or be able to take simple pictures on smartphones. Taking pictures on smartphones for the catalogue these days is easy. And we do run an online academy. So these guys, our VUBAs can go along and train, our VUBA members can go along and train themselves to the levels required. So we haven't honestly found that to be a problem, David.
Good. One of the things I like about setting up businesses is really not really knowing what's around the corner. And most strange things will happen during the course of business, funny and difficult and awkward. Just have you got sort of any funny moments or standout moments in your journey?
Well, I mean, most of the standout moments came very early on when we had situations which we sort of weren't necessarily prepared for. I remember we had one, and it was an unbelievable coincidence where we were doing something for it. It was for an auction company, and we had to do some showings on this property. And it was a retired policewoman who was doing the viewings for us, which was extraordinary given what happened, because she went into the house and someone had clearly died in the bath. So she knew exactly what to do. Now, that's certainly not funny, but it really did stand out when we got a call from a VUBA saying, I think someone's died in the property. That really wasn't what we were expecting. No. But because of who she was and her training, actually, it worked very well.
Good. Oh, well, I hope you don't get too many of those.
No.
Thanks. I've learned a huge amount about the business today, and it's great always catching up with you. I think, if I may, I'd like to send this recording to some of the auctioneers who I think aren't using your service, just so they can get a bit of a flavour of what you're about, not just the service they might see on the website, but the man behind it. I think it's always important to know who's running the business. So if you're happy, I'm going to send this on to some people.
Well, I mean, that would be great, David. I mean, the auctioneers we currently do business with, which is a significant number. I think they probably do about 70% of the auctions. But I'm well aware that the auction business has a very, very long tail of established guys who work locally. They may even work over long distances. I'm particularly happy to be talking to you because I know how utterly indispensable you are for the auction industry and how well respected you are. I've seen you hovering around, and I've known nothing about auctions while I was an estate agent. And I'm well aware that auctions are changing quite fast. I think people are no longer looking at auctions as being somewhere where you sell bottom end or cheap property or whatever. It's the idea, given that it now takes via private treaty about 20 weeks or something to exchange contracts, the idea that you can get everything together really efficiently and put it into an auction, I think we're going to see auctions advancing. So we're very happy to be a part of it. And thanks for asking me on.
No, I think you're absolutely right on that. And with the advent of online auctions, it negates the need for the expensive and room which you have to have with it in the old days with the auctioneer and the catalogue. Now it's straight in online and they're selling. And the statistics are for the year just gone are pretty similar to 2019. So it hasn't being online hasn't affected the industry in an adverse way anyway.
No.
And just before I go, Ed, I know you've got a love of Italian bikes and some Ducatis. I've got a Laverda. Are you out on it this weekend with the sunshine?
Well, it's the right weather. I'm a bit bothered it's still cold. If I tell you that I'm old enough to have had my jab already, and here we are in the first week of March, my birthday is coming up on Sunday, and I shall be in excess of 60. So I'm going to try, but things aren't as easy as they used to be. But I hope maybe I'll bump into you. We both live somewhere in the south. Who knows? We might bump into each other on the A270.
Well, we got something in common, Ed. We both like Italian motorbikes. We're both old farts, and we both had our jab.
Good. Well, you've had your jab as well. Well, that's good
news.
And I hope you feel better for it. And if I was you, I'd go and put a hat on because that peacock still looks like it's peeing on your head.
On that note, I think we'll end this conversation, Ed.
Good stuff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.